They seem to be somewhat undecided over the real meaning of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I've always thought that it forbade the federal government to establish a religion, otherwise to establish a state church. Later interpretations are saying more and more that the government should not have any involvement in religion whatsoever. The opinions among lawyers differ on the meaning of the Constitution as to the establishment or government neutrality versus religion. And certainly those differences of opinion are reflected in the court decisions. There's no clear definition of exactly what the prohibition of establishment of a religion really means. I don't believe in the strict sense of the word that the Ten Commandments are part of our legal history. They're certainly a part of our religious history, but I can't see any reason why such items can't be displayed in public buildings.